Dangerous heat expected across Oklahoma, and the Cherokee Nation launches an effort to reclaim scattered historical documents. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Nick Daniels. Nearly the entire state is expected to see air temperatures above 100 degrees today. Most of the state will continue to see highs around 100 and lows around 80 for the rest of the week. Grayson Wheeler has more on how to make it through the heat dome.
Infants, children, pregnant people, and older adults are at higher risk of heat-related injury. So are people who work or live outside, lower-income households, and people in rural communities. During heat advisories, public health officials recommend drinking plenty of water even if you aren't thirsty. Cover your windows to insulate your home from outside heat and minimize use of the oven or stove. Be certain not to leave children or animals in an unair-conditioned vehicle for any amount of time. In high heat and high humidity like we see in Oklahoma, fans may not be enough to cool you down. Public libraries, shopping malls, and other public spaces may offer an air-conditioned respite from the heat. OG&E maintains a list of cool zones where air conditioning is available to people who need it at oge.com/coolzones. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Counties along and east of I-35 are under an extreme heat warning until 8 o'clock this evening for heat index values as high as 115. Our western counties under a heat advisory. New medical marijuana packaging rules set to go in effect this fall are frustrating dispensary owners and patients. Lionel Ramos reports advocates took to the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority's Advisory Council to voice their concerns.
House Bill 4454 was a Republican-led effort meant to address a growing health concern, the consumption of high-dosage marijuana products by children. How? Forcing producers to not package or label their edible weed in a way that might be attractive to children. Per the bill, that means no depictions of food, animals, or any caricatures. But advocates and patients like Austin Jones and Nancy Wallace say the law is confusing and hard to follow.
90% of what you see in a dispensary is not up to state statute.
After November, none of it will be.
Yeah.
Basically, they're saying that the things you can eat can't look like anything that anybody else has ever eaten.
November 1st is when the new laws for packaging edibles and other forms of medical marijuana take effect. But advocates say producers aren't getting the help they need from the state authority to ensure timely compliance. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Cherokee Nation estimates thousands of documents relating to its principal chiefs are scattered across the country. Thomas Pablo reports the tribe wants to reclaim as many as possible.
Cherokee Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. created the Principal Chiefs Records Task Force in April. It released a report last week listing the possible locations of thousands of documents related to the nation's highest executive office. Those locations span institutions across the country. Hoskins says the tribe will seek maximum repatriation.
Honestly, they should be on notice that we have this interest and this capacity in making really the rest of the century of Cherokee repatriation. That's what the century needs to be. And that's not a statement born of any sort of hostility towards institutions. It's to say we want to open a dialogue, but it needs to be a real dialogue and it needs to produce real results.
Hoskins says he hopes the work will extend beyond his tenure and across generations. I'm Thomas Pablo.
Officials are investigating timber theft rings in northeast Oklahoma. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele has more from the State Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry.
Late night headlights, unusual vehicle track marks, and missing trees. Could be signs a timber thief is afoot. ODAF is warning landowners, especially those who own forests but don't live on the property, to look for signs of suspicious activity. The department says it's helping in an investigation to track down organized tree-stealing rings. Local and federal officials are also on the case. An ODAF spokesperson says arrests have been made, but details are unavailable. Eastern Oklahoma has many absentee landowners, making the region a potential target for theft. The department also encourages property owners to look for trash and watch for suspicious logging business practices. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read more headlines at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.